You're in Foston, Eastern Polk County.
I was born and raised in Foston.
Oh, you were? Okay.
And I was, yes. And many, many years ago. And after graduating from high school here, I moved to go to college, never to return, as the saying goes.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't return for about 25 years. I graduated from St. Cloud State University and met my husband there. And we were married and lived in St. Cloud area. But then we moved to Alaska.
Oh, my.
And bringing our little infant daughter with us back in the 80s.
Mm-hmm.
And we lived up there for 6 years, enjoying the beautiful area of the Kenai Peninsula. And then in the late 80s, we decided that we wanted to go back to Minnesota. We were homesick for our home state. And as things would turn out, we ended up in Foston.
Mm.
And we've been here ever since.
You made the full circle then, right?
We did, yeah.
Yeah.
And we raised our four children here, and we have now been blessed with five grandchildren,
oh,
so life is good.
Congratulations on that.
Thank you. And we're living on the homestead where my mother grew up, my grandparents' farmstead here just north of Foston.
How about that?
So we're loving it here.
You have found your spot, in other words, right?
We did, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's just been wonderful.
Let's talk about art. That's why we're talking today, and the art in Foston that you have available there, the culture and opportunities in art. Before we do that, though, in your lifetime, how important has art been to you?
Well, it's just been a very, very, very much a part of my life. Both my mom and dad, my dad was a portrait artist through his life.
Mm-hmm.
Folks out there may remember Mayor Clemenson from Foston.
Sure.
Well, he was my dad. And he became very well known for his portrait artists, portraits that he painted, and also landscapes. And I know I still come across paintings of his hanging, whether it's in a church or a building somewhere, that he was commissioned to paint.
Mm-hmm.
So art, I was surrounded by that. And then my mom's, just her passion for art, and she actually dabbled in painting when she retired. And myself, I'm not an artist. I love to write. That's my art form, I guess. If we were to give it anything, would be writing.
Okay.
But I'm just so passionate. I'm so passionate about the arts. And I think everything in my past, whether it's my career or personal life, I have tried to focus on how important the arts are for everybody. Whether you're a 2-year-old or a 98-year-old, the arts play such an important part in our life. And so I like to surround myself with art, with arts-minded people, and with the opportunity to create arts in my community. So that's kind of where my semi-retirement years have been focusing now for the last 10 years.
Okay. You mentioned art, and the term art has such a broad definition. And you also mentioned writing, which I love to do as well. And that definitely is a form of art, and you agree.
Absolutely. I also believe cooking is a form of art, and
yes,
that's another passion of mine is cooking.
Okay.
So you're right. Art is very, very broad-based, and it really can, I think everyone has a little bit of an artist in them, whether they believe it or not.
Now, since you open up the door here, Bonnie, when you cook, what's your favorite thing to cook?
Oh, I love trying new menus, exploring different countries, and finding foods that are just new and unique. And I'll take a traditional Thanksgiving dinner, and I'll just throw something into that meal, to that menu, that's out of the ordinary.
Right.
But I love cooking for family and friends. That's that's the one thing I love to do. And I also love to bake cakes.
Mm.
So that's been another passion of mine too, is baking.
Okay. I have a Scandinavian background, and my philosophy is there is life beyond Lefse.
yes. Yep. And I think I'm 98% Scandinavian, and I agree.
Okay, let's talk about the city of Foston. How does Boston support the arts in Eastern Polk County?
Oh, in a huge way. We have, I'll start out by talking about the Boston Community Library and Arts Association.
Mm-hmm.
And we are now in our 40th year. The organization was founded in 1980. So now 40 years later, we are going to be celebrating all year long for the foresight that our local community and also our city of Boston government saw the potential at that time to really bring forward an opportunity to bring arts to our community. The City Council of Boston has been so supportive. They own the building that we occupy in Boston, and that the building includes the library itself, but also our community theater and our art gallery.
Oh, okay.
So the support we get from the city on that alone is huge. We have a beautiful building that has been supported all over the years, including the huge addition we put on in 2003.
Mm-hmm.
We were able to pay off that building through fundraising efforts. However, the city supported it by bonding for it so that we could get the building built and start occupying it. They've just been super. And I also wanted to mention that 3 years ago, the city of Boston established by ordinance the Boston Arts and Culture Commission.
Okay.
And that is a 7-member appointed board that serves the community to ensure that the arts are incorporated into many facets of the community of Boston.
When you talk about the arts and what's ahead now, you celebrate 40 years. Any plans for activities the next year that might honor that 40-year mark?
Yeah, starting in February, we are having a gallery exhibit that will feature 40 years of production posters, photographs, musicians that have performed in our theater. And we're going to cap off the month of February with a brunch reception at the Arts Center on Saturday, February 29th,
okay,
from 10 to noon. Mm-hmm. And we're inviting folks from all over to come and just see what we have to share. We're going to have a brief program at 11 o'clock in our theater. And we're bringing back, I believe, and I don't have confirmation yet, but the first president of our arts board back in 1980, I believe, will be here that day.
Mm.
So we're going to have, we're bringing back former actors, directors, and of course our current directors and actors and musicians, our members. We have a great membership, so we're just going to celebrate on February 29th to kind of kick off the rest of the year.
Well, that's great. A big family get-together. You mentioned productions. Are those held in the high school?
Pardon me?
Those productions you talked about, are they held in the high school?
No, they are held in our building.
Oh, they are? Okay.
Yes.
Well, how about
that?
We have a
wonderful theater. The seating capacity, it's a very intimate theater.
Uh-huh.
Seats about 125.
Wow.
The acoustics are fantastic. We have had musical groups come here to perform, and they have been astounded by the wonderful acoustics that are in that theater.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, if you're familiar with the Tenors, they performed here 10 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And at that time, they were known as the Canadian Tenors. And they couldn't believe the wonderful acoustics that we had in our theater. Just this last week, we had a community gospel song program, and the performers did not have to use microphones. It was just beautiful.
Wow, that's great.
Yeah, our theater building was purchased after it was a former church, and in 1980, the church built a new building, and the Library Arts Association at that time was able to purchase that building, and that's where everything started 40 years ago.
That's fantastic. My guest again, Bonnie Stewart from Boston, Minnesota, talking Boston Arts. Where about are you in the city of Boston, your building?
We are located, it's in a residential district. Our address is 403 North Foss Avenue. And for folks that are familiar with Foston, you head north from the stoplights and you go about four blocks and you hang a right and we're right there on the corner.
All right. And those stoplights are by Paliubecki's grocery store, right?
They're a block east.
A block east. Okay.
Block
so
east.
Get to the stoplights and head north. Okay.
Yep. Head north and it'll just take you around a curve, a bend in the road, and we're right there. Hope Lutheran Church is almost across the street from our facility.
All right. Yep. Very good. Now, in the time we have left, as you plan ahead for the year, what's ahead? Do you plan far enough where we can give a tease as to what's being on stage in Foston?
Yes. We have coming up our fourth annual film festival is March 8th and 9th.
Okay.
We have, and that is called the Cannes Film Festival, C-A-N-S. It's kind of a spinoff from the Cannes Film Festival in France.
In France, yeah.
But we have films that every year we donate everything that comes in the door. Your admission is an item for our local food shelf.
Mm-hmm.
And every item that is brought in is donated to our local food shelf. And we have a Sunday afternoon and then a Monday day for the students to come in and watch films. And this is our fourth year doing that, so that's coming up. And we are also going to feature our first ever Mystery Dinner Theater, also in March, on March 7th.
Okay.
And that's the first time we've tried that, but we're going to have a Mystery Dinner Theater at our local dining establishment here. And tickets are only going to be $25 for that, and that's going to include the meal and the ticket to the theater. We're pretty excited about that. We've never tried that before.
Okay.
And then we have, I wanted to mention for the region, our second annual March Madness Juried Art Show at our gallery.
Oh.
And that's for the month of March. We tried it last year for the first time, and we had a wonderful turnout from the region. We had artists from all over. And so we have an entry fee of $10, one piece per artist. And the applications have to be in by February 27th.
Mm-hmm.
But we just had a wonderful exhibit in our gallery last March. So we're going to do that again. And all the information can be found on our website.
And what is that website address, Bonnie?
Yeah, our website is fclaa.org.
Okay, one more time.
F as in Frank, fclaa.org.
That's their website. And it's wonderful to hear about the activity there in Foston. It's very much alive, and it's something that I think that I'm sure you've heard in feedback, a very important part of your city.
It is. We are thrilled to have the arts here, and we're really grateful to the Northwest Minnesota Arts Council for the support they have given to our community through the arts funding. I wanted to point out too that our City of Foston Arts and Culture Commission, we received a second source of funds from the Arts Council to install our second public art piece during 2020.
Oh.
Last September, a local artist sculpted a Viking ship.
Really?
Out of metal.
Wow.
And it is located at the, just near, right north of the hospital on the corner, in a perfect spot for people to visualize, you know, to see the art. But it's also at the trailhead of our fitness center, or our fitness walk.
Okay.
And our second sculpture now will again be sculpted by a local artist, and that is going to be along the fitness walkway so that people, when they're out hiking or using the recreational area behind the fitness trail, they'll be able to experience art while they're on their walk or while they're playing on the playground equipment or while they're going to the hockey game or whatever. So it's so that has been really exciting. The Arts Commission has a a public plan for installing public art throughout the city of Fauston.
Another example on their vision in Fauston, and I applaud the city officials for doing that, and your work, Bonnie. It's tremendous, and I'd like to ask a favor of you. As we head into March and April and May and June, keep in contact with Kirsten at the Arts Council, and we'll get together again and talk about what's going on in Fauston, okay?
I would love to do that. Yes, yeah. Thank you. We'll do. Yeah, we've got a lot coming up. Our summers are always full, so
yeah.
I would love to stay in touch.
So we'll stay connected that way, all right? Well, we appreciate it, Bonnie, so very much, and enjoy the warmer winter weather.
You too, and thank you so much. Glad this worked out.